8:55, 49 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets. Looking a little bit mixed here since the reopen at 8:30. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
So what are we seeing out there so far this morning?
Well, we are kind of mixed this morning. The export bookings that came out at 7:30 this morning were nothing to write home about. And even though the number itself on corn I thought was somewhat supportive, when you start looking at who the buyers were, they were pretty routine buyers. Mexico and Japan were the biggest buyers, and those are what I would call calendar buyers. We are finding some support this morning. We're up fractionally in the corn to a penny higher from flooding in the Mid-South. That says no middle of March planting of corn in that region, and typically they like to plant early and get pollination completed before the real hot spells come. European central bankers did ease. It shouldn't have been a big surprise, but when that announcement came out this morning early, the dollar jumped. The dollar now has eased back off, and that may be a factor as we look at things today. The dollar's down about 16 cents. But grain markets have been on the higher side in the wheat spilling into the corn. Corn's now up about a penny. December corn's up 0.75 cents at 380. The wheat's up 2 to 3.5 cents. Again, we're talking about dry weather in the hard red winter wheat belt. Flooding in the soft red winter wheat belt doesn't spell a good wheat crop on those reduced acres. On the bean side of things, we're down about 2 cents in the nearby months. November's down a penny and a half at 8.95¾. We need to find some support from this meal market. It's down fractionally this morning, while bean oil is just traded to both sides of unchanged. We've got the meat market had an interesting day yesterday, and the hogs had a really strong close, banging right up against that old contract high at 72.22. We had a close up there above 72, the best close in about 11 weeks. We're up just a hair in the April hogs. We're down in most of the other months, but the cattle market's rebounded from yesterday's kind of softer action, up 95 cents in the April cattle at 137.72. The April feeders are also a dollar higher at 159.72. We're in the midst of the Goldman roll. So we're moving out of those nearby Aprils and into the Junes. Metals markets are stronger today. The crude oil's been bouncing around. That's kind of been the case, chop-chop in the crude market. We're down about 85 cents right now at 37.45 in that nearby April. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Great to hear from you as always on this Thursday morning. It's 8:59, 49 degrees in weather today. Cooler temperatures, cloudy skies with some showers likely this morning. Then a chance of showers lingering into the afternoon, the high 56 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A bit cooler tonight, mostly cloudy this evening. Skies clear overnight with a low of 38. Plenty of sunshine in the forecast tomorrow, the high 61 degrees, but we will get rain back in the forecast, starting with a chance tomorrow night. Showers possible on Saturday, rain likely for the day on Sunday. Highs will stay in the 60s. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.